of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we magnify your name, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, and that the ransom was paid, and that we've been redeemed, and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives, and that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace and your compassion. And Lord, we exalt your name above every name, because you are the Lord God Almighty. You have no equal. And Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for compassion. We thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of infirmity and sickness, disease, in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for binding the strong man of infirmity and lack and insufficiency in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I pray that you release blessings into your people's lives, release financial miracles, Lord God. I ask that you release peace and joy in the name of Yeshua. God, let your power be released as never before in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I pray for those families that need financial miracles. Lord, let them manifest quickly. Let them manifest in the natural realm, in the earthly realm, in Yeshua's mighty God. Multiply the money in their bank accounts. May every need be met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I thank you for binding the strong man of rebellion and disobedience and unfaithfulness and disobedience, Lord God. And I pray that your power will be released in a great and a mighty way. God, I thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to bring refreshing, to bring healing, and to bring deliverance. Thank you for binding the strong men over this area and over this region, Lord God. And let your glory be revealed in a great and a mighty way. Now, Father, I thank you and I praise you and I give you glory and I give you honor. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome straight from his word. As always, it's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and as always, I am grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the airways with you to share the gospel with you. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of Yeshua is imminent. All you got to do is look and see what is taking place on the global scene, the world scene, what is happening, and just look at the headlines of what's happening and what's taking place. We need a demonstration of God's power to be poured out. We need to see a move of the Holy Spirit across the United States of America. We need a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need the people of God to be replenished, to be refreshed. There are those that are on the verge of giving up. And I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would rest upon them. Lord, they would not give up, that you would not lose your faith in Christ, that God will begin to manifest himself in your life in ways that you never imagined. There's so much happening, so much pressure going on right now to where we need to have a revelation of who God the Father is and who the Holy Spirit is and who the Lord Yeshua is. God, we just need more. We need more of God. And we're in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, and we've been dealing with the nature of idol worship and idolatry. Recognizing that that was the catalyst that mainly caused the breach between the children of Israel and Father God. And as we're looking into, we're studying in the scripture, we have set up images and idols in our hearts even today in our lives, and recognizing the fact that the God that you serve is a jealous God, and he will have no other gods before him. God wants you all to himself, which is a privilege and an honor that the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the universe, longs to have a relationship with you, to have fellowship with you. And I believe maybe one day the light bulb will go off and you realize that you are important to God, and that God recognizes you, God knows your name, and that he wants to fellowship with you and commune with you. And God wants to bless you. God wants to open doors for you. God wants you to walk a fruitful and to bear fruit for his kingdom. Now, I have to say this, that there are many people that have specific callings on their lives, and the greater the call or the assignment, the greater the persecution and how the enemy comes at you and against you. Because recognizing the fact that whatever God has designed or created you and tapped you to do for his kingdom, there's going to be some spiritual significance to it. And recognizing the fact that when you've been identified as a threat to the kingdom of darkness, the enemy is going to do things and try to disrupt your life in so many ways to keep you from fulfilling and walking in your purpose and your destiny from the perspective of what God wants you to do. Realizing the fact that even if he did it to Yeshua, and understand that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, but recognizing the very fact and the very that he did it to Yeshua. If he did it to him, he's definitely going to come at you. Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of times when we sit back and we look and we're contemplating, you know, why would the Holy Spirit lead him into this engagement, to this conflict? But there was a divine purpose, because God will allow you to be tested to see whether or not you will pass or fail the test. And what Jesus was able to do, he was able to undo what Adam and Eve did in the garden, in the perfect environment. And let's go there real quick. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Let's look at this real quick. You're listening straight from his word. You know, we allow the Holy Spirit to just lead and guide us and take us to where he wants us to go, because there's always going to be a revelation about this. Now, in Luke chapter 4, amen, you're listening straight from his word. And look at this. We were talking about what I was saying about how the enemy, once you've been identified, and the enemy, he doesn't quite understand the significance of your assignment, because he's not God, but he knows that God has tapped you to do something big, or tapped you to do something that's going to release somebody into their ministry that's going to bear fruit for the kingdom of God, and it's going to expose the kingdom of darkness. And it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." You see, that's the thing that people have to learn. I've been trying to teach my son this as well. You have to allow the Holy Spirit will lead you into the engagement. A lot of times, you know, because, you know, we have a certain level of anointing on us, and God has used us in a certain way, you know, we get excited. Well, I used to get excited from the perspective of, wow, God's getting ready to do something big and something great. But recognizing that when an engagement, when a spiritual engagement is led, we are involved in a spiritual warfare. There is an unseen world that we cannot see. And there is a warfare going on and a battle over our lives. And what the enemy is doing in the spiritual realm eventually manifests in the natural realm through all the negativity and all of the things that we may be experiencing. But recognizing that when there is an engagement and it is led by the Holy Spirit of God, there is going to be an encounter. And it says, "And the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil." 40 days he was tempted. The enemy was doing everything he can to entice him and to distract him and to try to remove him. And understand, the enemy shows up when you're tired, you're weak, and you're hungry, when you're frustrated and you're worn down. And a lot of times the enemy will bring circumstances and things into your life that will wear you down emotionally and physically. That's why it is so important to be able to get your rest. That's why it is so important to be able to tell the enemy to stand down. You're not going to rob me of my sleep. You're not going to emotionally fatigue me. You have to recognize he uses the same tactics over and over again. He might come in a different way, but he's going to use them in the same measure. And you have to be alert and be aware how he's going to approach you. And sometimes he lulls us into a spirit of, we basically lulls us to sleep because we get complacent. You know, I'm always on guard. I'm always alert. And I'm saying, "Lord, let me see what, you know, when I pray, I'm on the offensive when I pray against the kingdom of darkness," because the enemy will come in. He's so subtle. He'll come and slap you upside the head and knock you down to your benders, and you don't even know you've been hit. Then all of a sudden you look up and all hell is going on, and he's like, "Oh God, how did I get here? How did I get in this place, God?" It said, "And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry, so he was tired." Now look at how the enemy's going to attack him. It says, "And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone to be made. So the enemy knew he's hungry. Okay. I got to get him to step outside of God's will and use his God-given authority to obey me. Did you catch it, saints? Once again, look at this. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. What Satan was trying to do, what Lucifer, Haleel was trying to do, was to get Jesus to surrender or submit his will to him by obeying his instruction. Some of you probably never even saw it that way, but look at it. The devil said, if you be the Son of God, command this stone. Now, if Jesus had said, okay, stone, to show his power, to show his authority, to demonstrate his anointing, he would have then yielded and surrendered his will to do Satan's bidding. Oh, gosh, which would have pulled him out of his place. You see, the enemy desires to pull us out of the place. Because if he can pull us out of the place, now he has legal right. But Yeshua responded with the word of God that says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You see, that's why when the enemy comes at you, you got to talk back to the devil. A lot of people say, oh, I don't believe in that. If Jesus did it, if Yeshua did it, we need to do it too. When we recognize, oh, no, devil. And sometimes I get into places where I get worn down, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, and I start thinking, I'd be wanting to say some things, and then somebody got to whisper in my ear and say, oh, no, you got to fight, you got to resist, you got to use the word of God, that is your sword, that is your weapon that God is giving you to use. And sometimes we get so weary, we're worn down, and we get so frustrated. And then the enemy wants to try to get us to yield and submit to his will, to move us out of that place. But that's when we got to stand fast in God's word and say, it is written, it is written, it is written. I shall not die but live and declare the glory of God. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I've been redeemed from the power of sin. The power of sin has been broken over my life. I am a child of God. I am a daughter of God. I am a son of God. My God shall supply all my needs. God has blessed me and fill me with his Holy Spirit, and by his stripes I'm healed. We begin to make the proclamations. We begin to make the decrees because we know that God's word is true, and we hold and we stand fast on God's word. And the devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all of this power will I give you in the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, to whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore wilt worship me, and all shall be thine. Once again, he enticed him with a temptation. And says, you know what? I'm going to give you all of this. I can give it to whoever I want to give it. All you got to do is bow down and worship me. And this is a disclaimer, but a lot of times when you see people that have amassed great amount of wealth, particularly in the entertainment industry, whether it's in football, basketball, music industry, media, television. He says, you got to bow down and worship me. In other words, you got to do it my way. And if you yield and do it my way, I'll give it to you. But see, there's a price that comes with that. Because in other words, either you sold out to God or you sold out to the devil. So which one is it? Now, God can bless us with wealth and prosperity and abundance. But the enemy uses this to entice people to use their God-given gifts to surrender their will to him because they want the fame and the fortune. Where Jesus said, we have to deny ourselves if we're going to be his disciples. To where the enemy says, no, I'm going to exalt you. I just need you to worship me. I want to be worshipped. You see, and that's what happens, and he raises up, and we're dealing with this issue, these individuals, and they become idols into the hearts of the people because the people now look to these individuals as their God. They don't realize that they are worshiping the very image that Satan wants them to worship, which leads is idolatry, which causes a breach between them and God. God. Maybe somebody's going to get this. He says all of this power. And think of this. He's talking to the Son of God, the creator of the universe. That all belongs to God anyway. You see how the enemy even would, oh gosh, this is how strong the power of deception is. The enemy will try to manipulate your mind because Jesus, Yeshua, was in a weakened state because he'd been fasting. He was hungry, thirsty. And he said, well, I'm going to give him the power to look, because he was trying to short circuit him. He was already, this already belonged to him. He wasn't giving him nothing. You see, Satan offers false advancement. And whatever advancement that you might get is temporal, because he will take it away when you don't do his bidding. Have you ever noticed that the people that are in the entertainment industry, they're in their 70s and 80s. They work like slaves. Let me leave this alone. He said, all of this will I give. And once again, Yeshua answered with the word of God, get thee behind me, Satan. In other words, he exercises authority. He says, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall thou serve. He put the word of God in, but he said, get behind me. In other words, you have no right and no authority to even be standing before me. So as a believer in Christ, when these trials and these tribulations and these hardships come, this is where we have to allow the Holy Spirit to rise up on the inside of us and say, no, get behind me. Be still. Stand down. Peace, be still. When the storm begins to come at you, you can say, peace, be still in the name of Yeshua. Instead of getting in our feelings and we want to curl up in a fetal position and suck our thumb or put in our binky, we can say, get behind me, devil. You can say, no, devil. You will not, deceive me. You will not take my peace. You will not take my joy, because I am a son and daughter of the Most High God, and the power of God dwells on the inside of me. You will not be able to take my life. You will not be able to destroy me in any way, shape, fashion, or form. And then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge of to keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest any time you dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus responded and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed him for a season. Now look at this here. There is a lot in this right here, saints. He took him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, which is very high up. And he kept trying to plant the seed. If you are the Son of God. In other words, maybe you're not the Son of God. You see, the enemy likes to sow the seed of doubt. If the enemy can show the seed of doubt, then it goes into unbelief. Then it goes into rebellion and disobedience. This is the same tactic that he used in the garden with Adam and Eve, particularly with Eve. He said, when Eve responded and said, we shall not eat of the tree of good and evil. He says, you shall not surely die. He planted the seed of doubt. He says, because God does know that in the day that you eat it, you're going to be like God. You're going to be like him. So he planted the seed, and the enticement was, you're going to be like God. They were already like God. They were walking in unbroken fellowship with God. You see how subtle the enemy can be? And then he turned around. He tried to sow the seed of doubt. He said, if you're the Son of God. And he said, then he put the word on him. You don't think that Satan and his minions know the word of God? He's quoting from Psalm 91. He says, for it not so. Jesus put the word on him, then he might come back and put the word on you. Oh, gosh, this is why you have to know what the word of God says. This is why you have to be in a relationship with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit, understanding what the Holy Spirit speaks and says. Because what he was trying to do, he was trying to entice Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, to commit suicide. That's why I tell people, any voice telling you to harm yourself and that you're better off dead, is demonic. It is a spirit of suicide. It is a spirit of premature death. And you have to say no, and you have to renounce that in the name of Yeshua. It is a spirit of self-murder. And the objective is to steal a person's soul. And the enemy bombards him, and he plants the seeds of doubt. And he whispers daily, you're better off dead. The pain will go away. Do this to yourself. Just kill yourself. Just do this, do that. And you begin to listen because you're weighted down with the cares of this life. And you may be experiencing some type of physical hurt or rejection or pain or financial things. And, you know, there are many people that are getting ready to be indicted and stuff. And instead of going to trial and going to, you know, through the process, they don't want to go to jail. So they go and they kill themselves. These people that have, you know, done stuff in the high world of finance and things like that, you know, and they're wealthy. They have all of this wealth and all of these things. And then all of a sudden they go and they kill themselves because they're being indicted. They're getting ready to go to trial. They might be getting a chance of getting locked up. And instead the enemy comes in, he steals their life. He steals their soul. And then they lift up their eyes and they take their next breath. They're in torment. They're in punishment. So here he even used the scriptures. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge to keep. In other words, your angels are going to take care of you. They're going to catch you in the air. They ain't going to let you hurt yourself. Once again, he was trying to get Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to submit to his will. You see, Satan will come to sow the seed of doubt. He will challenge your authority and your place in Christ Jesus, whether or not you are a child of God. And then if you don't do all of that, then he'll put the word on you too. And he'll twist the word to get you to do his bidding once again, to give him a legal right to steal your life. This is why you got to be sober. This is why you have to be vigilant. And Jesus replied to him and said, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. So once again, Jesus responded back with the word. He didn't respond back with some carnal argument. He said, this is what the God says. You don't tempt the Lord thy God. And then it says, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from it for a season. You see, the enemy will leave you alone for a season. That's because he's got a new strategy. He's going to come at you again in another way. That's why you really have to be vigilant and steadfast. When it seems like all is going well, you really need to be pressing in and praising and binding and rebuking and everything else, because the enemy, he's going to come back. You see, a lot of people, he'll give you the season of rest and, oh, everything's okay, all is good. No. That's really, you need to be pressing and drawing closer to God at that point in his time, because the enemy, he's plotting, he's doing something. And the more time you spend in the secret place in prayer, praise, and reading the word of God, so that when the enemy does show up again, you are ready. You are ready. You got to be ready and stay ready, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, came to give us life and life more abundantly. And we've been equipped, and he's given us power, and he's given us authority over the works of the enemy. So when the enemy comes up, we can say, no, devil, you will not steal my life. You will not steal my joy. You will not steal my peace. And you will not steal my health or my finances. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. As the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.